Jenna looked over at the gilt-edged invitation and rolled her eyes. She still couldn't believe she had actually been convinced to attend a masquerade ball on Halloween night. She muttered to herself as she struggled to get into her harem girl costume. She'd wanted the cute little Bo Peep outfit, but it had been snatched right out of her hands by a pushy blonde. The other costumes left were fairly picked over or the wrong size, so the harem girl outfit would simply have to do. She'd done her long auburn hair into a braid and twisted it up, then pinned on the tiny pillbox-type hat, and was just finishing attaching the little veil that it came with. Her cat-like emerald green eyes had been beautifully made up to further take advantage of being framed by the veil. The rest of her lovely face was concealed by it. The costume was rather revealing, yet tasteful. It was orchid purple with lavender accents. The top was cropped just below her full, shapely breasts and had short, puffy sleeves. The harem pants were fairly sheer and gathered at the ankles. Sequined panties were worn underneath. There was a chain belt with tiny jingling coins on it and matching necklace and earrings. Her flat-toned stomach was fully exposed well below the belly button. "These shoes are ridiculous," she said out loud to herself as she slipped into the matching satin slippers. The tips were upturned and had tiny bells on them. Jenna looked stunning but felt very self-conscious in the costume. "Thank God it's at least dark out," she said to herself while getting into her car. She'd put her coat on, but the hat, braid, and veil were totally visible through her car window. As she was stopped at a stoplight, a few motorists gave her smiles or even laughed as they looked over and saw her. She tried to focus on the charity ball and not the odd looks. Jenna pulled into the circular driveway and got out for the valet to park her car. Dozens of other guests were also arriving in various costumes. She entered the hallway of the grand mansion where the ball was being held. Her coat was removed and taken away by an older gloved butler. He smiled at her as his aged eyes traveled over her approvingly. She followed the sounds of music that were drifting in from the nearby ballroom. It was truly a grand affair. There was a big band orchestra playing upbeat, fast-paced music at one end of the large room. Along one whole side was a lengthy, fully laden buffet table, overflowing with marvelous culinary masterpieces and several punch bowls. Several costume couples had already taken to the dance floor and were swaying in time to the music. The twirling mirrored ball above sparkled on all the sequins and jewels of all the ladies' costumes. In one corner there was a pretty lady dressed as Marie Antoinette, talking to a man in a formal dress marine uniform. Another couple had come as Dorothy and Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. There were witches, mermaids, an astronaut, a pretty ballerina, a Marilyn Monroe look-alike, and even an Elvis. A very good selection of costumes. Jenna was dazzled at the colorful sights before her, and she was suddenly glad she'd come. Across the room, Jenna was being watched, but she was too busy taking in all the sights to notice. Diego crossed the room with great stealth, his shiny black boots clicking on the highly polished floor as he made his way towards her, his cape only inches from dusting the ground. His hat and mask added an air of mystery to him as he approached. He was watching Jenna with such intensity, she looked over from the weight of his stare upon her. "Excuse me, miss," Diego said in a sexy Spanish accent. Jenna turned and gasped audibly. It was as though her fantasy lover had been brought to life and presented to her. Before her stood Zorro. Rendered nearly speechless, she weakly said, "Were you speaking to me?" "Yes," he said softly. "Would you care to dance with me?" He asked in such a sexy voice Jenna could have said nothing but yes to such a request. Zorro extended his hand and whisked her gracefully onto the ballroom floor. "My name is Diego Rivera, and you are..." "Jenna Taylor," she said, hardly able to stop staring. "So, Miss Taylor, what brings you here this evening?" he asked. "I write for a woman's magazine, and I'm doing an article on charity balls. I feel a bit silly in this costume, but I needed to come for research. There isn't another ball for a few months, and I have a deadline to meet," she explained matter-of-factly. "Ah, a writer, an interesting profession. Might I have read any of your works?" he asked as they glided across the floor, arm in arm. Likely not. I've been at the magazine for a few years. The readers are 90% women. And my other stories haven't gotten published as of yet, she responded. Jenna's heart was pounding in her chest. She was so excited to be in the arms of the fantasy come-to-life man, the neat, well-trimmed mustache, the black satin tied-on mask that framed his eyes that were like dusky pools. His shiny dark hair was only partially visible under the hat, yet she had the impulse to run her fingers through it. Her lovely green eyes danced, and she felt nearly faint with desire. To think she'd nearly not come and missed out on meeting Diego. "So what do you do?" she inquired, hoping for a good answer. "I am the head professor of the Spanish Studies Department at the university," he offered. "I guess we both appreciate words then," she said. "So it would seem," he replied. Their dance was nearly over when Jenna said, "I'm thirsty. Let's have some punch and sit the next one out." "An excellent idea," he agreed. They walked over to the buffet table and filled their plates with delicious treats, got some of the punch, and walked to the nearby quiet moonlit terrace to enjoy the fancy repast together. Diego kept his mask on, as the guests had been asked to do, and Jenna managed to eat behind the short veil. They ate and chatted for over an hour. Diego amused her by recounting how he'd momentarily been startled by one of the valets that had opened his car door when he'd arrived. It was dark at the end of the driveway, and a large man dressed as Frankenstein had opened the door and leaned in to say hello. "Shall we go back to the dance floor, Miss Taylor?" "I'd love to, Mr. Rivera," she responded truthfully. They danced for over the next hour, each wondering what was behind the other's mask and veil. Yet at the same time, the mystery was exciting. "I always loved Halloween and dressing up when I was a little girl," Jenna revealed to Diego. "In Madrid, we didn't have the custom as you do here in North America. My family moved here when I was in my teens, but we thought it charming when we learned of it," Diego explained. Diego was wondering how to get the lovely Jenna alone. Her beauty was breathtaking, and he felt the desire to become better acquainted. He also felt the feeling was mutual, and it was. For the next dance, Diego successfully yet discreetly twirled Jenna off the ballroom floor and down an adjoining corridor. He'd made the move so expertly it was completed before she knew what was happening. Jenna had been so entranced in his passionate gaze, she hadn't noticed the music fading or the changing surroundings. "Where are we?" Jenna whispered in Diego's ear. "We're somewhere more private, where we're not apt to be disturbed," he seductively explained. They opened a few nearby doors and found a beautiful library that had a fire going in the fireplace, and they entered and closed the leather-bound door behind them. There was a bearskin rug on the floor by the fire. Diego removed his Spanish-style hat, but kept on the mask. He reached for Jenna and pulled her close to himself. The tiny coins on her costume tinkled with the movement and sparkled in the firelight. The evidence of his maleness was made clear to her through the filmy fabric of her costume. He lifted her veil, yet did not remove it. He brought his mouth gently down to her lips, parting them expertly with his tongue as Jenna moaned in delight. Her delicate hands slid easily over his slippery satin costume. His shoulders were broad and well-muscled. Jenna untied his cape at the throat, and it slid to the floor in a shiny black pile. She untucked his shirt and started to draw it over his head, being careful not to dislodge the mask. Diego hooked his thumbs in the waistband of Jenna's harem pants and eased them down. She kicked off the slippers, and they jingled as they landed nearby. His masculine hands reached over and lightly grazed her full breasts through the thin fabric. Her nipples hardened at his electrifying touch. Her emerald green eyes looked away momentarily as she blushed invisibly under the veil. He removed her top and she stood there, skin glowing in the firelight, with only her tiny hat, veil, and jewels on. Her bosom heaved as her breath became raspy with passion. Diego marveled at the sight before him, this beautiful creature that was his for the taking. Jenna reached out and unbuttoned his pants. He sat down, and she helped him tug off his boots. She knelt down and laid back on the bearskin rug and beckoned him to join her so they could begin. The music was still faintly playing in the background. He rose from the chair and slid out of his pants. He laid down beside Jenna, reaching out his hand and running it the entire length of her shapely body. He lifted one of her delicate feet and lightly kissed the top of it. He continued up her leg with tiny butterfly kisses until he came to the proof of her womanhood. Jenna glanced down, wondering what pleasures awaited her at the hands of the masked man before her. She closed her eyes as Diego gently eased her silky legs apart and proceeded to give her the most intimate kiss a woman can receive. Jenna gasped with joy and surprise. She surrendered to his teasing, probing tongue until she tensed and shuddered with release. Diego continued his upward kisses to her stomach and breasts. Her rosy tips were firm and demanding attention, which he was happy to bestow upon them. He tweaked and toyed with her nipples until she felt she'd go mad if she didn't feel him within her. Her eyes flashing, she looked right into his dark eyes and pulled his shoulders upwards, bringing them face to face, still each partially covered from view. The fire crackled beside them, casting odd shadows on the wall as they drew as close as two people can be. Diego winced as he entered her. Jenna's molten loins were moist with woman dew, and he filled her entirely. The pleasure was so intense and exquisite, he closed his eyes to focus only on the experience that was enveloping him completely. "Oh, Jenna! Beautiful Jenna," he spoke softly, as they moved in unison, bathed in the firelight. The fire made their skin even hotter. Her hand moved to the mask, but Diego stopped her. "No, Jenna, let's have this evening of mystery." She was feeling the first sweet waves of ecstasy wash over her as he thrust rhythmically within her. "Diego," she whimpered, nearly faint with pleasure. They softly moaned together as they arrived at their destination simultaneously. For many moments they just laid and held each other, breathless and spent. "We really should return to the party, Diego," Jenna said. "Yes, I suppose so," he replied a little sadly. They put their costumes back on, looked out the door to make sure they could exit unseen, and started back towards the crowd. The music and dancing was in full swing, even though the hour was growing late. "Are you too tired to go a few more rounds on the dance floor?" Jenna teased. "No, not at all, my dear," he replied. They had a flute of champagne and then resumed dancing. The tiny coins of Jenna's jeweled costume tinkled, and Diego's Zorro cape flared out as they moved across the floor. The mirrored ball made hypnotizing patterns of light on everything in the ballroom. "Do you think they know our little secret?" she laughed as she leaned into Diego. "No, my sweet, I do not," he responded sincerely. The crowd was thinning with each song played, and they were sharing their final dance of the evening. "I really must leave now, my beautiful harem girl," Diego said before kissing her hand. Jenna looked into his dark, brooding eyes and said goodbye. She turned around and walked towards one of the butlers who went to get her coat. As she drove home through the cool autumn night, she thought about her most unusual evening. The trick-or-treaters had all gone home, but some glowing jack-o'-lanterns were still visible in the darkness. Jenna pulled into her driveway, went in, undressed, and went to bed. The next morning at work, the night before, seemed like a surreal dream. She started on her article, laughing to herself, thinking how her readers would enjoy hearing about what really had gone on at the ball. Later in the afternoon, there was a knock at her office door. She looked up and a delivery person was standing there with a long, thin box. "Flower delivery for Miss Taylor." "I'm Miss Taylor." Jenna took the box to her desk and took the lid off. There were 1 dozen red and 1 dozen white roses. She slipped the card out of the envelope and it read, "Tonight, 8 p.m., Caliente Restaurant, Zorro."